Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Finding You. With your main man, Marvin Rome, we have another episode scheduled for you today. Sit back, relax, let it do what it do, while Finding You does what it does. I want to welcome you to another fine episode of your favorite talk show radio. It's Finding You. Marvin Rome. And guess what? Today it is another wonderful Wednesday. I want you to just sit back for a minute. We usually start our show in the same way, and so if you've been in the archives, you know how we're going to do this thing. So just sit back for a minute and say these things to yourself, or think these things. And as we practice throughout the week of working on ourselves, I want you to think about, I will work on myself. If you could just do that, again, every week it's going to be the same thing, people. I will work on myself. I will work on myself. I will work on myself. I will do the work. I will work on my issues. What's going on with you, people? What's your issues? What's your concerns? What's hurting you? What are your pains? What's the problem? And if you take time to begin to do the steps necessary to resolve those problems, the problem solving steps, the problem solving skills. Do you have problem solving skills? Have you learned those yet? So all those things really matter. So what I'm saying today is you have to do the work of working on yourself, preparing yourself for a better life and a better way and a better day. And all of those things are important. So what we want to do is work on ourselves, the issues of life, the things that bother you, the things that torment you, changing some things, getting better. We want to work on ourselves, and that is a part of what Finding You is all about. And you have to be able to do those things because it's very important. Today is Potluck Wednesday. And on Potluck Wednesday, usually what we do is we have the broadcast open for discussion, and we come up with topics and ideas, or we let the line remain open for you, the listener, to call in if you feel so enthused to do so. And what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about potluck ideas and thoughts, situations that may kind of arouse your attention. 646-716-4702 is the number. 646-716-4702 is the number. And so today on Potluck Wednesday, you know, today is the 15th, and it's the middle of the month. And that means that we're halfway through January, people. Halfway. 15 days, well, you know, it's 31 days, but we're halfway through in terms of the number 15 to 30, and then add one. But anyway, guess what? We're halfway there. How are you doing on your goals? How are you doing on your resolutions? Have you slipped? Have you fallen and you can't get up? Or you're struggling through? Or you're scrambling your way like a dozen of eggs cracked on the floor? What are you looking like? That's the question. What are you looking like today? Have you made some resolutions? Have you met your goals? And if not, what's stopping you? What are the obstacles? Is it you just can't get out of your old ways? Because sometimes that's the issue. I can't get out of my old ways, my old habits, the old things that continue to drive me, my own drives, and I can't discipline myself enough to break that pattern or that habit of behavior. So I'm going to give you three tips today, okay? First thing you need to do is you need to define what your purpose is. You got to know what you want to do, right? Everybody come up with these ideas, well, I want to lose 15 pounds, and then do the same thing. How will you convince yourself that that's what you want to do and then stick with it? And even after you meet your goal, will you go back to doing the same old things that will get you the 15 pounds back or the 20 pounds back? Those are the things. So here are the three tips today. Purpose, intent, and goal, okay? What's the purpose here? What's the reason behind you doing what it is that you're attempting to do? What are those things that the purpose, the reason, why? Okay? You have to know that. You got to know why you want to lose 15 pounds. Is it because I want to get in that bathing suit in the summertime, or I want to look good for my man, or I want to get in this new pair of slacks, or I want to decrease a belt size? What are you trying to do? What's the purpose of taking the action? Because you have to know within yourself and within your mind, what is my purpose? And the next thing is intent. What's your intent? What are your intentions? What are you trying to do? And for what, going back to the beginning, for what reason? Because you can have a purpose, and once you figure that out, but you don't have the intent to complete your goal, then you have a problem. Because your intent is very important, because it then begins to get you to focus exactly on what you're trying to do. So that supports the purpose, and the reason is your intent. My intent is to do this every day. You see, my intention is to work on an aspect of myself every day. Whatever that is, that would be a part of your purpose and your intent for doing that. And then guess what? You get to your goal. What are your goals? And how do you reach that? Do you have a formula and a platform and a plan and a method for reaching your goals? And if you haven't developed that yet, stay tuned. We'll continue to work on it. Every week we're going to come back and give you some tips. We're going to give you some things to think about. We're going to work on ourselves together this year. 365 days of personal empowerment right here on Blog Talk Radio. So what's your purpose, people? What is your purpose? And you're free to call in. 646-716-4702 is the number to call. If you want to talk with me or talk about what your goals are, resolutions for this year. If not, Marvin Rome continues to move on because that's what he does. Okay, so once you put that purpose together, once you put that intent together, and then you structure your goal, you have to be able to have a plan and then work on that plan. You got to work that plan. You have to be consistent, and that's the problem. It's twofold here, okay? One is consistency, and the other one is being persistent, and there's some kin, right? So you have to have your persistent action, plan, develop where you're going to do something every day. A plan is every day. Your plan is every day. You have to work on yourself every day, every day, every day. I'm getting up at a certain time. I'm not going to eat these foods. I'm going to eat these foods. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you have to be consistent and persistent and push yourself through it. Sometimes, again, I say this every time that we get on here, you have to be able to get to a point where you can tell yourself no. And that right there will allow you to have the courage to continue to be committed to your purpose, to your goal. That's what it's all about. It's all about working on yourself. It's step by step. And even if you're out there, if you're one of those listeners, and even if you're listening on demand, if you're one of those people that have slipped in the first 15 days, maybe you didn't make 3 days, okay, but you can always start again. You can always begin again, begin anew, and try again. So don't beat yourself up. It's not worth it, right? But you could be a great team leader for yourself. Or you could be a great manager for yourself and say, you know what? I need to get some things done here. I need to just push myself. For example, all you need to do is just take small steps. Take small steps and say, you know what? I'm just going to work on just this one day, okay? I'm going to work on this one day. And then I'm going to add two. And then my plan will be a three-day plan, for example. And that's what we're doing. So it's Potluck Wednesday, and we're going to talk about some more issues. And without further delay, it's my good friend and co-host, Stan Macklin. Stan, are
yes.
you available?
Hey. I'm available. I'm in the house.
How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. It's another wonderful Wednesday, where we're finding ourselves and the agenda of finding you. So we're ready. Yeah. How you been doing?
Man, I'm wonderful, man. I'm wonderful. We were just talking to the listeners about day 15, and we're halfway through January, man. This month is halfway gone. And so I was asking, we were talking about resolutions before we got this year started, and we talked about some goals. And, man, it's going by already. And how are those goals looking, listeners? Are you really working on those goals, or have you slipped to the side? You've fallen, and you just can't get up. That's what we're talking about right now. Three things, purpose, intent, and goal. And you have to be consistent and persistent at making those goals happen. So that's what we're talking
That's right.
about. What potluck do you have for us today, or do you want to add anything to that before we move on?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a lot to add. There's been a couple more shootings that's been going on, one in Florida, where a former police officer, his name was Curtis Reeves, 71 years old. He's charged with second-degree murder. And only two words were exchanged at the court appearance, but he shot and killed somebody that was texting in a movie theater. That's one of them right there. Yeah, some serious stuff going on.
This would be a good lesson for those people, no disrespect, but you got to follow the rules. And Curtis, whoever he is, Curtis, you need to stop that, though. Man, a lot of people do that. They text anyway, but that's a whole other subject. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's definitely one. And then in New Mexico, there was a shooting there.
Another one?
Yeah, this was a 12-year-old boy in the school assembly, 500 kids. He pulled out a sawed-off shotgun. And,
Did he shoot anybody?
Yes, he did. He shot a couple of students, and it's just amazing that they didn't get killed. But it could have happened. But what in the world is a 12-year-old boy letting loose like that with a sawed-off shotgun?
He didn't buy it.
He said, I just saw blood everywhere. 12-year-old boy opened up, fired with a 22-gauge sawed-off shotgun at a middle school.
Did they find out why?
Well, they put him in a psychiatric ward, juvenile psychiatric ward, which hopefully they'll come to some understanding as to what provoked that boy to do something like that. But, yes, that's two incidents that happened. So it's a lot of stuff going on.
Man, we've been trying to tell you. There's some mental health issues going on in this country. Got to get a mental health checkup.
And then there's Willow Smith, who refuses to be in any productions. She didn't want to be in Annie. She didn't want to be. She said the world ain't ready for her yet, and can't handle her. So she's kind of rebellion. Yeah, the Will Smith. Yeah. So
who
this
said that?
Thing going on. Willow, the daughter of Will Smith. Yeah.
What's going on with her?
I don't know. These kids. It's just, she just won't do it. She's spoiled. She's spoiled. That's what's wrong with her. Yeah.
So she said, I ain't working no more.
Yeah, she didn't want to be in her dad's production of Annie, which I think would have been wonderful. So she missed it. She's, kind of going through some little rebellious stage. She said she just wanted to chill and be at home and decompress. Just find out what she want to do. Where she stand on this planet.
Well, you know, that's not a bad move. I'd rather see her do that than to pull out a shotgun or a pistol and, you know, do some other things, some other damage. She's shutting it down.
Oh, yeah.
And in some way, you have to kind of commend her for taking that stand. We don't know what's going on with her emotionally or mentally, but I can say if you really think about some of the topics that we just covered, that's probably a good solution to whatever she's going through. I'm shutting it down. I'm going to go be by myself. I'm getting off the road or whatever she's doing and kind of reconciling her thoughts and her mind versus going off or doing something that's going to be really traumatic for her and her family.
I think she's a little bit too extreme. She said she's just enjoying just being independent and doing her own thing. In any kid's life, you got to have some discipline. You got to have some discipline. Not that you have to put shackles on the mind or shackles on the legs and hands to try to control them, but She's, you know, they got a family enterprise. They're all talented. And the way that they keep the cash flow flowing within their enterprise is, well, Daddy, Will, he can just do one project and he got enough money to take care of him for a whole year. You know, because he gets up to like 20, 30 million per film. But, and Jada, you know, she ain't doing bad. And the brother, you know. So, I don't know. She doing some serious soul searching. And like you said, maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe she's finding her.
And yeah,
finding
yeah.
Her all about.
That's what it's all
but,
about.
You know, let's just take a listen to it.
Hey there, I'm Stephanie Bauer for Holly Scoop. Willow Smith famously passed, or should we say pretty much dropped out of Annie because the role was hers. Now Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's young daughter finally speak. Willow gives a really heavy explanation for why she passed on the Broadway role. She says she is trying to find out where she stands in the world. The 13-year-old singer and actress says, quote, I just wanted to chill and be at home and decompress and just find out what I want to do and where I stand on this planet with the little tiny place we have. Okay, that's deep. In extracts from the new issue of V Magazine, obtained by E! Online, Willow says she is enjoying her independence. Quote, I just feel like I want to do it different than the world's ready for. I'm enjoying just being independent and doing my own thing. Will previously revealed that his daughter told him, Daddy, I just want to be a kid. She has been replaced by Oscar nominee Quvenzhané Wallace. For more from Willow's interview, check out hollyscoop.com.
There it is.
Wow.
That's something. you don't know. I tell you, that's quite interesting. Annie, now, you know, that's one of my favorite kids' movies.
Mm-hmm.
Annie, you know? And that would have been that would have definitely put her on the map, which she's already on there now from that renowned, famous hit she had, Shaking Your Head or Hair or something like that. But anyway, it's a lot going on under the smorgasbord Wednesday, and that's just one thing that right there. But like you said, that's better than her taking matters in her own head and outlining her frustration in a way where she does something that's negative or harmful
mm-hmm.
to herself or others. So I guess you got to commend the little girl about that. But what about this?
She's 13.
Yeah, 13.
Where I stand on this planet. You got a lot of people in their 40s and 50s don't know where they stand on the planet. They ain't trying to figure it out. Some of them staggering around. They ain't worried about standing. They laying down.
She said she just want to be a kid. Well, she's entitled to that. Her parents are responsible for taking care of her.
Yeah, I'm quite sure Will and
maybe she
Will and Jada can pay the bills.
Oh, yeah. So let's keep in our thoughts that she's on that journey.
But you know, that light of stardom, man, shines so bright, man. You know, a lot of us take that for granted like it's just on automatic, man. But that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And like I said, they're all entertainers and actors. And she probably just want to be a kid. She don't want to contribute to the family enterprise.
Right.
I mean, that's something all for them, you know. But it is what it is. And,
true.
You know, a lot of parents that have child actors that are talented, such as like Gary Coleman when he was 11, they all had problems with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them kids never did emerge from their childhood acting days. They snapped.
True.
They went off to... Look at Justin Bieber. What are you going to do? You know, the police were just out of his house. But anyway, it is what it is. But what about this man that was in the theater down there in Florida trying to watch this movie? I think it's The Lone Survivor, something like that. And the guy is in there texting. He's texting his daughter, the babysitter, about his daughter while he's at the theater. And he goes up and approaches the guy and tells him, stop that texting. You know, we did a program about that one time, about being dependent on these social media gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
And should you be doing something like that? That's something that was going on, but you know, that's a situation. But let's take a listen.
Charged with fatally shooting a man over a texting dispute might reveal a more positive side of him, but it's not being considered by local police. 71-year-old Curtis Reeves is charged with second-degree murder in the death of 43-year-old Chad Olson. Olson and his wife were watching a movie in the Tampa Bay area Monday when authorities say he was shot in the chest for texting during previews. Reeves is being held without bond pending a second hearing. His attorney told the judge during his first hearing Tuesday that he should be released because of his ties to the community. Reeves spent 27 years with the Tampa Police Department, where he created the agency's first tactical response team. His performance reviews were average to above average, according to reports. His neighbors have also described Reeves in favorable ways.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine what happened that he would do that. But it can't be. You know, he just is not that kind of person.
Person is a good guy. He's always been very nice to my wife, myself.
But a Pasco County sheriff says Reeves' police record and reputation won't give him any special treatment.
Whether he was a retired law enforcement, he was a retired banker, he was a retired accountant, it doesn't matter. He committed second-degree homicide.
What about that, brother?
Wow.
Well, that
he is that kind of person. He is.
What made that?
Brother, why you take a gun to the movies?
Well, he went outside and got it. He went outside after him an argument pursued. And he went to get the manager. Gun, he shot the guy.
So his gun was the manager. His gun managed the situation for him. That's
it
terrible.
It became a crisis. Yeah, it's terrible. But, you know, we were talking about discipline. And, you know, the guy was a former police officer, but he took the law in his own hands. Now, how many things this guy's done that the law just didn't know about? Maybe this is the first incident that he felt that he needed to take the law to another level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
71 shot the man. Quote, said he really shot his wife first. The bullet went through her and killed her husband.
What?
Yeah.
What did he shoot her for?
She tried to prevent it. She tried to stop it. She got in the way. Yeah.
Wow.
But you know, the sheriff said it don't matter what he had done previously in his life, how much of a model police officer he was. You don't just shoot someone over a texting incident. I guess that's the truth, ain't it?
Yeah. What's going on with him?
Something
else. Why
gotta
end up like that? Man, what's America coming to?
Well, you gotta, you know, and really now, come on, you know, people, I think, do go a little bit overboard with their social media. You know, it's replaced a lot of things, but that's not any reason for somebody to lose their life over. But that's just crazy.
Man, a family is torn apart. Wife is shot. Whatever the child is, daughter or son, does not have a father anymore because somebody's texting in the movies. Now, you know they do run that little thing. Please turn off your phones, and if you want to text in or email or whatever, talk, go outside in the lobby. They tell you that. But maybe he felt like he needed to do something. But that's not Curtis's job. Mr. Curtis, that's not his job. He's policing the community now. That's another one of those rangers along the lines of, what's his name, Trayvon Martin. Is another community ranger. That's a new title for those kind of people, community rangers, because they'll kill you if you don't follow the law.
That's
being
right.
Disrespectful. But why the man got to lose his life and his wife get maimed and shot up because of a text in a movie theater in Florida, sunny Florida? Man, those people should be peaceful down there.
That's right. That's right. That's right,
my crazy.
Brother. Yeah, definitely.
See,
crazy.
We live in Virginia, right? I'm telling you, right now in Florida it's probably about 70 degrees, nice and warm, sunshine. You can walk around with some shorts on, and you going to the movies and shooting folk. No. Take in some fresh air. Get you a palm tree and go by the bay and chill out. And get on a boat. Do something.
Well, when people come over to my house, they come to see me or see one of the relatives or something like that. And nothing is more annoying than to see them up in there texting or up in here, just on the into the social media thing. I think it's there's a term. It's called filping or something like that. And you just need to have some restraints, but you
mm-hmm.
don't kill
mm-hmm.
nobody because of doing like that. The man didn't listen to him, and he felt that he had to take it to the next level, and that's what happened.
And then give me some leniency because I had this stellar career in the community. Okay, that's like you going 100 miles an hour down the highway and running somebody off the road and they die, and you say, well, I never sped before. Don't give me a speeding ticket. No. Love them to death, Mr. Curtis, but throw the book at them. That's how
so you
I
think
feel.
Mr. Cook,
sorry.
You think Mr. Curtis should get the book?
Another word is dead wrong.
That's what the sheriff said.
Two of them. Dead wrong.
Mm.
Can't do that to people. What gives him the right to take out a gun and shoot a man for texting the movie theater?
Ain't that the truth?
You put your
I
phone down
you.
Right now. Well, man, who made him the boss?
Well, you know, people take stuff in their own hands. They just do. We got one more. We can squeeze it in, my brother.
Okay.
About this student in New Mexico, the shooting, he said it was blood everywhere.
Ooh, potluck Wednesday. Terrible.
Yeah. And, you know, when a student takes matters like that in his own hands, that's...
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen.
Okay.
Reportedly arrested a 13-year-old suspect shortly after the incident. Two children, a 14-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl, were airlifted to the University Medical Center in Lubbock, Texas. Both suffered serious injuries, according to reports. Police say the suspect opened fire in the gym just as school was starting. The boy reportedly pulled a gun out of a band instrument case and might have been targeting one of the victims. The middle school was placed on lockdown, and students were bused to a nearby mall where parents could pick them up. New Mexico State Police are currently investigating. Two prayer services were scheduled for Tuesday night at local churches.
No. What's going
wow.
on?
Wow. Man, now it's 13-year-old. There's two
yeah.
different choices.
That's right.
You know. Wow.
And
in the band case.
A sawed-off shotgun. Now, you know, to have a sawed-off shotgun, that means that was intentionally done.
Yeah, it does.
Well, brother,
we're running out of time. We got about 30 seconds, man. Take us away, Stan.
We're living in a mad, mad world, but I tell you, you got to find yourself, be focused to make a difference.
Well, there it is. Hey, Potluck Wednesday. You figure it out. We'll talk to you next week on Finding You. My co-host Stan Macklin and myself, Marvin Rohn. Have a great week. Love on somebody and be peaceful, people. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.